It's a lovely sunny summer's morning in Mere Green, and I'm chatting with Jim. He's just been telling me what he's been up to this morning.
Yeah, I got up and jumped on my bike and went a bit of a cycle ride around the park, bit of a, you know, dodging the rabbits and
much life the there dogs. First thing in the morning.
There's a fair number in the park in the morning, so then I went to Windley for a swim.
Oh, wow.
And then cycle back again, and now I've got to fiddle with my car for a bit, and then I'm going to the gymnastics at the NIA. So,
oh, wow.
That'll be me for this morning.
So you are quite cultural, aren't you?
That's
is that your normal kind of Saturday?
Or? Well, no, the gymnastics is obviously this international thing's only because it's in Birmingham today. But most mornings I get up and go for a ride around the park and go for a swim, yeah, before I do anything. I didn't when it was ice and snow, but but apart from that, I do, yes.
So at the moment, we're you're leaning on your Austin 7.
Austin 7, 1930, three gears, crash box.
Hand crank on the front.
Start with the handle at the front, yeah. No indicators, because they didn't have any.
Oh, you've got the pop-out ones on there?
No.
Is that the big 7, is it?
No, the pop-out one didn't come until 1931.
Oh, okay.
This is a 1930.
The new feature that they used to sell the next generation.
1930, okay. So it's a bit basic, to put it mildly.
So it's black top, but it's a kind of half panel, isn't it? It's got a burgundy panel. Was that a standard colour?
I think there were a few colours they made. This had obviously been repainted well before I had it. It's probably been repainted, you know, several times in its lifetime, because people do, and people adapt them, amend them, and I mean, you're just looking at this one, this particular engine has been removed, new holes drilled in the chassis, and the car engine moved forward. So somebody's tried to put a four-speed box in the past. Decided it was a waste of time, put it back again, because that's why we've got extra holes there.
Right.
I've had the engine out again, and the clutch was playing up, so I've had to make some adjustments to the clutch to make it sort of workable. But these are in use. You see that even the petrol tank's at the front, you see. The petrol tank at the front. So the petrol just runs straight into the engine. No pump.
No pump.
Simple. That was it. It's all done for simplicity.
So do you go on old car rallies with this one?
Well, I will do on this one, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't use them for going anywhere, really, except to events,
yep.
You know, and little shows and what. You don't go around Birmingham all day. That's not... Because the one snag with these, of course, as all these old cars, the brakes are not exactly like modern brakes. These cable brakes are a bit suspect. So you don't go very fast. You have to drive very much within the range of, the ability of the braking system. And of course, there's no power-assisted anything. We're all used to power-assisted steering, power-assisted clutches, passing. This is all hard work driving them. And this double declutching, changing up and down into neutral, and then into the next gear, and do it very, very slowly.
Right.
Well, if you're in a traffic queue and the car in front of you is taking, 2 minutes to change gear, you get a bit unpopular. So you don't generally take these out on the, you do a bit, but
is there a Sutton Coldfield or a Birmingham Austin Owners Club?
There's a national one as well, and then there's all the little groups
right. That
meet, and they go on little rallies, and they appear at all sorts of places. I mean,
where's the nearest to home you've been, and where's the furthest to home you've been?
Well, I've been anywhere in this.
Oh, yet, in this
because
one.
I went to Haddeford and bought it at an auction.
Right.
It wasn't a runner.
Oh,
I
right.
I went and got on a trailer and brought it up and. Now got it running, that's been what I've been doing. But I'm also chairman of Newhall Mill.
We've
done with no Newhall Mill, where we grind grain from the local fields and produce flour. Well, in addition to the milling, we always have something on as well. Beekeepers or bird watchers or wood turners, something like that. And last year, the local Austin 7 Club had a display down there, so that's really got me going. I thought, I want one of them.
That got you hooked.
so this will appear there.
So is history and restoration work very much part of your kind of cultural
life? I do a fair amount of history. I'm president of Sutton Coldfield local history group as well.
Is that an active, very active group?
Well, they publish. I don't publish a lot, but they publish quite a lot of material on local history.
Mm.
Very, very effective.